Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Dairy Skim, High Ground Dairy's bite-sized podcast intended to give the dairy industry some flavor into recent reports or events that can impact global commodity pricing. Today, you are joined by Betty Burning, High Ground's contributing dairy economist, and the team at High Ground was anxiously awaiting USDA's cold storage report this past Friday. And in a very rare occurrence, the agency issued an announcement that there were some technical difficulties and the report would be issued today, February 26th. And at 2:02 p.m., I got that email. The report was here. There was a lot of nervousness in the butter space ahead of the report's publication, with spot prices closing at $2.85 per pound on Friday and holding there today. That's the highest price since butter prices melted down in November. That said, both butter and cheese were neutral to our expectations after all that anxiety and nervousness and consternation. Let's talk about butter, though. Total butter stocks in January sat at 249 million pounds, a build of 49 million pounds from December, and down from January 2023's total of 264 million pounds, which is one of the highest totals for the month, at least in recent history. That said, compared to 2 years ago in 2022, when butter also hit $3 per pound, stocks this year were 13.5% higher, or 30 million pounds higher than in 2022. And at this time of year in 2022, prices were mostly in the 260 to 270 per pound range, which would suggest the current market may not have much room to move higher, if at all, based on the current fundamentals. And there is potential for prices to move slightly lower. While the November to December drawdown was worrisome to the markets, it does appear in January the churns kept busy, or demand slowed, or both. And to start the year, inventories of 249 million pounds building from December is not a bad place to be. Total cheese inventories were neutral to expectations, some to 1.454 billion pounds, climbing up almost 12 million pounds from December, and consistent with the five-year average range of a 2 million pound decrease to a 24 million pound build, excluding the COVID year, which was a bit odd. American cheese inventories of 836 million pounds were healthy, albeit down slightly, 1.3 million pounds from December, which, when compared to the five-year average sans the COVID year, that average is unchanged. So being down 1.3 million pounds really isn't anything to write home about. Other than American stocks climbed 13 million pounds from December, and that was the first month-on-month gain in the category after six consecutive months of drawdowns. Again, the climb is pretty in line with what we would expect seasonally, so neutral. In both cheese and butter, there were a few revisions made to December's total, but really not maybe what the market or others were anticipating. So I'll have more about that in the written analysis that goes out. And as a reminder to all of you, USDA will issue its annual cold storage report on Thursday, February 29th, leap day, and there may be more revisions to come on 2023's data. So watch your inbox if you're a subscriber for more analysis, and make it a great night. Take care.
Be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And if you're interested in receiving more information as well as our analysis, please visit highgrounddairy.com to request a free 30-day trial today. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.